Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Вариант 1. Now we are ready to start.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly program, Wonders. Here we meet people from all over the world and discuss amazing things that happened to them and wonderful people they met. A few weeks ago, browsing the internet, I came across an interesting project called We Are Lucky. The aim of the project is to do good by giving away money. And today we're talking to Mag, who accidentally became a participant of this project. Hello, Mag.
Hello, Peter. Nice to see you this sunny Friday morning. What do you want me to tell you?
Let's start from the very beginning. What is We Are Lucky?
Well, it is a strange but positive project. There is a guy who suddenly came into some money. Lots of money. More money than he'll ever need. And at first, he decided to take a trip into space. He loved space. All kids do. So he booked a place on a space flight with an inspiring name, a billion star, and was ready to pay $400,000 to be number 421. But after that, when he started to discuss this idea with his friends, he realized that it would mean blowing enough money to change somebody's life on what is obviously a selfish and pointless extravagancy. So he cancelled the flight and came to an interesting solution. He thought long and hard about how to share his good luck with others, and that's how We Are Lucky came about.
What is the aim of the project?
This guy gives away £1,000 every day. He gives the money to complete strangers. The only thing that he asks to do in return is to do something positive with the cash.
So he is a very generous man, isn't he?
I can't really say that it is about being generous. What I mean is that even generous people don't easily give the money away. When we were talking, he said that he didn't just want to share the money. He wanted to share the responsibility that came with it.
I see. Tell us, how did you meet?
Oh, that was a run-of-the-mill situation. I was working in a cafe and he came there to drink some coffee.
Do you work there full-time?
No. I was working there only for 1 month. I needed some money to buy new brushes and a drawing easel. I'm good at drawing, and I want to be an artist. But my parents could not give me the money. They said I had to earn it myself. So a friend of my father's has a cafe, and he offered me to work as a waitress there during my summer holidays. He also said that I may draw portraits of his clients, and in autumn he'd make an exhibition of my works. Of course I agreed. That was a perfect opportunity to practice painting, to get a new experience, to earn money, and to drink as much hot chocolate as I wanted.
Did you love it?
I adored it. And one day there was a guy who came in and asked for a large cappuccino. I served him, and as there were not many clients at that moment, I started sketching him. He was surprised, but he did like his quick portraits. We started talking. He told me about his project and offered me the money.
Did you take it?
At first, I didn't want to accept it. Just think, a complete stranger offers you a huge sum of money. Of course, I didn't trust him and was afraid of being cheated. But he called the cafe owner and explained everything to him. He said that he wanted my dreams to come true. And I'm sure they will.
Has the money changed your life?
Actually, it has. I used it to pay the tuition for a short-term program for artists. The program was tough, but extremely useful. I found out a lot of practical tips and hints that were not mentioned anywhere in the books, but passed by word of mouth. And I'm getting ready to sit the next year exams in order to enter a university.
Good luck with your exams.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly program, Wonders. Here we meet people from all over the world and discuss amazing things that happened to them and wonderful people they met. A few weeks ago, browsing the internet, I came across an interesting project called We Are Lucky. The aim of the project is to do good by giving away money. And today we're talking to Mag, who accidentally became a participant of this project. Hello, Mag.
Hello, Peter. Nice to see you this sunny Friday morning. What do you want me to tell you?
Let's start from the very beginning. What is We Are Lucky?
Well, it is a strange but positive project. There is a guy who suddenly came into some money. Lots of money. More money than he'll ever need. And at first, he decided to take a trip into space. He loved space. All kids do. So he booked a place on a space flight with an inspiring name, a billion star, and was ready to pay $400,000 to be number 421. But after that, when he started to discuss this idea with his friends, he realized that it would mean blowing enough money to change somebody's life on what is obviously a selfish and pointless extravagancy. So he cancelled the flight and came to an interesting solution. He thought long and hard about how to share his good luck with others, and that's how We Are Lucky came about.
What is the aim of the project?
This guy gives away £1,000 every day. He gives the money to complete strangers. The only thing that he asks to do in return is to do something positive with the cash.
So he is a very generous man, isn't he?
I can't really say that it is about being generous. What I mean is that even generous people don't easily give the money away. When we were talking, he said that he didn't just want to share the money. He wanted to share the responsibility that came with it.
I see. Tell us, how did you meet?
Oh, that was a run-of-the-mill situation. I was working in a cafe and he came there to drink some coffee.
Do you work there full-time?
No. I was working there only for 1 month. I needed some money to buy new brushes and a drawing easel. I'm good at drawing and I want to be an artist. But my parents could not give me the money. They said I had to earn it myself. So a friend of my father's has a cafe and he offered me to work as a waitress there during my summer holidays. He also said that I may draw portraits of his clients and in autumn he'd make an exhibition of my works. Of course I agreed. That was a perfect opportunity to practice painting, to get a new experience, to earn money, and to drink as much hot chocolate as I wanted.
Did you love it?
I adored it. And one day there was a guy who came in and asked for a large cappuccino. I served him, and as there were not many clients at that moment, I started sketching him. He was surprised, but he did like his quick portraits. We started talking. He told me about his project and offered me the money.
Did you take it?
At first, I didn't want to accept it. Just think, a complete stranger offers you a huge sum of money. Of course, I didn't trust him and was afraid of being cheated. But he called the cafe owner and explained everything to him. He said that he wanted my dreams to come true. And I'm sure they will.
Has the money changed your life?
Actually, it has. I used it to pay the tuition for a short-term program for artists. The program was tough, but extremely useful. I found out a lot of practical tips and hints that were not mentioned anywhere in the books, but passed by word of mouth. And I'm getting ready to sit the next year exams in order to enter a university.
Good luck with your exams.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test. Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.